Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you on our Happy Hump Day with a couple in-studio guests from Mount Vernon Festivals talking market days this weekend. Heather Beckley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Angela Strom, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in to chat a little bit about the first market days of the year. It's kind of, it's snuck up on us a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it's here, yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, before you know it, you're in May, and then all of a sudden it's market days, and then next thing you know, you're going to be in September, and
Fall Fest.
It's going to be Fall Fest, and you're going to be done with market days towards the end. So, but that's okay. We're excited for market days, and, you know, it's at Veterans Park, for those that don't know. And Heather is joining us, who, we, you know, typically we talk with you, Angela, but Heather's kind of coming along for the ride. Heather, what's your kind of duties with Mount Vernon Festivals?
Well, so it's primarily marketing, which I've loved and enjoyed, and
right.
I've had the opportunity to meet so many people in this position. So Market Days is just the best because it runs the gamut of all sorts of individuals from all over. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been a good partnership, and you know we've done a lot with Market Days over the years of my time being here, especially. And you know, let's dive right into it, I guess. Angela, for Market Days. Is it new this year that you're going to theme it every month, or has that always been that way?
There's been themes different times, but this year we have one for every month. So.
Right, making an effort to theme it every time, right?
Yeah.
So in May, with Mother's Day coming up, and Market Days is this Saturday, by the way, the theme is, you know, around mothers. So what's kind of the special thing you're doing, you know, with that theme?
The main thing for us is we have a special gift to the first 200 ladies that come. We're not going to tell what it is, though.
Okay, good.
It'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
And also, as always, the first 200 attendees will get a free tote bag with some information in it from our sponsors. And some of the booths will have specials for Mother's Day, but it's not all geared towards Mother's Day.
Right.
So even if that's not your jam or what you're looking for, still make sure you come out and give it a gander.
Yeah, still a pretty, Heather, still a pretty typical market days as far as vendors being everywhere, food, that sort of thing, right?
Yes, quite a variety. I think the variety of things offered is pretty vast, and I'm always pleased as I'm walking booth to booth, taking a look and being like, wow, that's, didn't know they had that this year, but it's always a good surprise.
Angela, it starts out 8 o'clock, right? This Saturday, that's the first one.
Yes, 8 a.m., rain or shine. We have indoor and outdoor vendors. If it gets a little bit rainy, more of them will move indoors probably. So
I'm hoping that it stays pretty nice. It looked like it was going to be pretty decent this weekend, right?
Yeah. You know, last year we had two or three of them that were forecast rain, and maybe they got sprinkled on setting up, and then it cleared off. So we're just going to have faith that it's going to be a beautiful day and go with that and then deal with it if we don't. But enjoy it. And vendors are so excited that, you know, a lot of them haven't done anything since last fall. They've been making product or, you know, planning their booths, that kind of thing. But this is their first foray for 24. So
yeah, and it's, you know, outside kind of along the walking track and spread out along the park, but then you utilize the building too, right?
Yes.
So it's all over. And Heather, what kind of vendors are we looking at? I know you said there's a wide range. I know there's antiques, there's probably baked goods, but what else are we looking at, you know, specifically for some vendors this weekend?
Well, I saw that there's going to be some really cool glass items, some glass hummingbird feeders.
Ooh.
There's some succulent gardens and cactus, and then jewelry, of course. Also some wax candles and things, but food as well, corn dogs, shake-ups, you know, the common fair food type thing that we all love. So there's going to be something for everyone.
It's that time of year. It's getting to, you get your fair food fix now at Market Days. You can also get it, you know, all the county fairs coming up too. So it starts at 8, usually runs until 2, right?
Yes.
It's free. I mean, obviously you would pay to purchase, you know, if you buy an item from the vendor, you're going to be purchasing that, but it's this Saturday and we'll be broadcasting live starting at 9 o'clock. Lolo will be live on location, kind of telling you all about it and giving you a rundown, a celebration of mothers at this year's Mount Vernon Market Days, Veterans Park in Mount Vernon. Now this happens every month all the way through September, correct?
Yes.
And it's always the second Saturday?
Except in July.
Okay.
And we moved it it's in conjunction with the Salute to Freedom at the airport on the 4th of July, because people are already coming out there to see the fireworks, so we'll give them more to do, and it's a win-win for the people who attend and the vendors.
So you're moving it and moving the day for July?
Just for July.
Okay, so obviously, I'm sure we'll hopefully have you back in to talk about it. We'll definitely be talking about that as well, coming up on that. But, you know, Celebration of Mothers this month, antiques, plants, jewelry, produce, crafts, baked goods, and so much more. Where can they find more information, Heather? Where can they go online? Facebook, website, all that stuff?
There's plenty of information on Facebook. It's facebook.com, Mount Vernon Market, as well as Enjoy Mount Vernon. But the application for vendors, as well as people sharing their wares as they, you know, make the announcement that they're going to be there in attendance, that's all there on Facebook.
Yeah, you can find it all on Facebook, Mount Vernon Market, or enjoymtvernon.com, enjoymountvernon.com, the website as well. 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., second Saturday of the month, May through September, except for July, whenever they do it out at the airport. But we'll talk about that once we get a little closer out at Veterans Park in Mount Vernon, inside, outside, and plenty to choose from. What's kind of something that maybe people need to know, Angela, before heading into Mount Vernon Market Days? Maybe something logistically that they didn't, you know, think about, or something that always comes up that people who don't have never been are always like, oh, this is going on. I needed to know that, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, most of our vendors do accept cards or different forms like Cash App type things.
Right.
But we do have a couple of ATMs on site. There are some vendors like the food concessions that take cash only. So you can bring it with you, or we do have the ATMs. I also want to mention, you know, our park has had some major renovations over the winter. So come if you have kids or grandkids, plan some time for them to check out the new playground and look at the renovations that have been done to the park lake while you're there.
How long has Market Days been going on?
This, I believe, is our 13th season.
Wow. Okay. Plenty of them. So you kind of got it down to a science at this point, hopefully.
It has evolved, and I feel like it's a really good event. We bring in other states, both as vendors and to attend the event. So they just have a lot of fun. And, of course, we have our favorites that are there every year that someone's always looking for, like the gourmet kettle, kettle corn, the Flower Girls. Even though they have their own event this weekend, they're still coming to set up at ours.
Good deal.
So people come look for their favorites, but there's a lot of new ones this year too.
Yeah. Anything else, Heather, we need to know about this weekend that maybe I didn't ask about for the folks?
Oh, there are going to be some pet treats as well, I saw, from our Positively Scrumptious Cat Cafe, which I think is pretty awesome. So, oh, and some face painting for the littles.
Yeah.
If that's something they're interested in.
Yeah, top to bottom. Whole family fun right there. And you mentioned, you know, pet treats. Paw Fest is also at Market Days in June, so that'll be here before we know it. Anything you want to kind of mention now? I'm sure we'll have you back in, but just,
we,
you know, ahead of time.
We do have a contest going on Facebook. It's the Pet Transformation Contest, Rescue Pet. So if you have adopted your pet from a shelter or somewhere else, we've even had some where they find them on the side of the road. They have a before picture and an after picture of how well the adapted. And we've had cats, rabbits, all kinds of different animals. It's not just dogs. So that's at MTV Festivals on Facebook. You can join the Pet
Transformation
Contest.
Yeah, very cool. 8 a.m., 2 p.m., free admission, indoor, outdoor flea market and vendor fair, antiques, plants, jewelry, produce, crafts, baked goods, so much more, fair food, all at Veterans Park in Mount Vernon, 800 South 27th Street, this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. EnjoyMountVernon.com, that's EnjoyMTVernon.com, or find them on Facebook at Mount Vernon Market. Celebration of Mothers, and a live broadcast, WMIX live on location starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday for the first of many market days throughout the summer from May through September. Anything else we need to know, ladies, before we let you guys get out of here?
No.
Got it all covered?
Seeing everyone.
All right, sounds good. Angela Strum, Heather Beckley with Mount Vernon Festival. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.